Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to AMI Radio. I'm your host, Charles Green. Today we'll be speaking with author Stacey Manning Casalucci about her novel, No, You're Not Alone, a stupendous work for children and young adults, teaching valuable lessons that are applicable and important for all of us. Ms. Casalucci, do we have you on the line?
Yes, I'm right here.
How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Quite well, quite well. It's wonderful to be able to speak with you and share this work with all of our listeners. And I was hoping we could begin, if you could let our listeners know a little bit about the book.
Okay, sure. Thank you. Yes, it's about a military family, and the father is being deployed. And so the mother and the sons are saying goodbye to him. And after he's gone, they have to go, you know, living their lives and try to find ways to be happy, even though, you know, they're uncertain about what's going to happen in the future. But he's off on a special ops mission, so they don't know when he's going to be coming back. And in the course of things, then the guardian angel comes to them at night and tells them that he knows how they're feeling, but you have to have faith and keep on believing. So even when, you know, they think they're all on their own, to remember and know that they're not alone. So that gives them the faith and, you know, it comforts them. So then they're able to go on and just know that they're proud of their father, but someone's watching over them and they're just going to have to wait, you know. And see, and then they do find out. Of course, it's good.
Yes, of course. No, and that's so beautiful, and it's so important, both in the specifics for young readers who may be in that very particular situation, and for those with parents who are gone and off doing other things, and just having that kind of faith and hope just is so important. And I'm curious, what inspired this book and this story?
Well, it's funny. Over time, I'd written a book for my daughter, and it was called Miracles Love a Believer. And so she has a guardian angel in her book. And so then my two sons were very interested in the military. And so I said, well, I better write a book for them too. So I started writing it, and then their father became the military special ops father. So then, you know, their book has the guardian angel as well. So it's just, you know, to help them have, you know, feel comfort, protection, guidance, you know, from their angels. And it's that was what gave me the idea of, you know, how much we appreciate, you know, the book is dedicated to the military families and that have to live apart from their loved ones. And like you said, other people have to live apart from their loved ones too. So it can happen to anyone, but the military situation is just somewhat unique, you know, because they're doing it for their country, not for, you know, something else that might be unfortunate. Does that make sense?
Sure, no, of course. And risking their lives for the country, and that can be, I can't imagine how scary or difficult for a young person to understand. And the book just, you know, does such a wonderful job in both, you know, creating the realism and not shying away from the emotions that surround it, but by offering solutions and personal solutions of how young people can find faith and be able to move along and keep hope, which is so wonderful. And it's fascinating that you've said that you wrote both of your books for your children, and now you have this gift to give to children across the country and the world. And I'm curious how you became an author. What inspired you? You know, a lot of people, I'm sure, tell stories to their children, but what inspired you to sit down and actually write a book?
Well, it's very funny because I started writing a long time ago and then rhyme a lot of times. And then I wrote songs. So, you know, I was a singer in a band and everything. And then this originally, Miracles Love a Believer, started out as more of a song. And then it started turning into a story because I was telling it to my daughter. And the next thing I knew, I was like, oh, I'll just write this down. Oh, and it just became that over time. And, you know, and it was the same with my sons. It's just funny. But, you know, it's one of those processes. But I've just always kind of written you know, stories and songs and things like that. And I work with children a lot. I taught dance. I do theater. So, you know, I'm constantly in that environment of creating, you know, and I love working with children. So that's kind of where the stories come from.
And a perfect storm of talents and background of both the arts and children in the arts. So it's not too surprising. And one thing that for our readers, who is this book for specifically? Who is the target audience?
Well, I would say any, you know, children from 3 and on up to 6 or 7, you know, when they're actually reading on their own. You know, but it's a good bedtime story. So, you know, that's the idea, is comforting before bed. But it would be, you know, good for children probably up to like 7. I would say, but preschoolers up to like there, you know.
Excellent. So, excellent. And that's great that, you know, it's written with the ease for both a parent to read to their child and for self-learning and self-reading. That's wonderful. And I guess I'm curious, because of the specifics of it, if you have introduced it either to schools or also to, I'm not quite sure how would you go about the military, but it seems like something that's so perfect, you know, that a military family could right away for. Have you done any outreach?
Yes. Yes. Well, we had a Veterans Day here where I went and took the books there, and they were interested in giving them to the families that are affected. You know, so that was really good. I started working with the veterans there. And then what I normally do is book readings at the different libraries, you know, and then I've also done book pals where I go into the schools and read to classrooms. But, you know, so far, and then, you know, the stores, like go to Barnes Noble or, and different libraries, you know, so that's basically how I do it in the community, you know. So I'm just getting started on this one. You know, but I did it with my daughters as well.
That's great. And, you know, and also, you know, our listeners too, both just the quality of the book as a children's book, but the specifics. I mean, I can't imagine how many times someone in a military family has wished there was something specific as they try and explain to their children. And it's wonderful. And I'm sure we have military families out there listening. And so you've been writing for quite some time and in the arts. A lot of our listeners are authors and aspiring authors. Do you have any advice for those starting out who maybe want to write a children's book but can't quite take the dive yet?
Right. Yes. Be in a creative environment around other creative people. And for me, I just read a lot as well. So, you know, reading other authors and then something you just feel inspired about, something you're passionate about, you know, it's easy to write about that, you know, and the more you care about it personally, the more it's going to translate onto the page, of course. So it's follow your passion for me. That's how I become inspired as an author.
I think that's wonderful advice. And yeah, no, I mean, I think it definitely does translate. And sounds like a good subject for another children's book, because that was so eloquently said. I know you. Oh, of course. I know you've said that you've just kind of begun with this in terms of marketing. But what is next? You have some new ideas brewing for another book.
Well, yes, of course. I thought of Serena. She goes on some more adventures and. You know, so yes, I've had a lot of ideas on that. The sequel's pretty much written. You know, it's just I'm trying to, you know, do them like one at a time and focus on them. But yes, there's another whole, you know, world in your head that you're, you know, creating the next story.
Get that. It appears that Ms. Casalucci, the call has dropped, unfortunately. So let me just say, in my own words, that we often have a lot of children's authors on the show, as avid listeners will know. And I think what's so important here is that the stories can often be general, and Ms. Casalucci has done such a wonderful job of creating something specific, and I do highly recommend to everyone out there that they do pick up the book. Ms. Casalucci, do we have you back on the line?
Yes, sorry about that. Yes, I'm here.
That's no problem. That's no problem. This technology can be futzy.
Yes.
And so for those who are interested in the book, obviously I urge all of them to pick up a copy and read it. But it seems that so there's a commonality of faith in your books, as you've said. And I'm curious, just as a parent, an author, and someone who has been able to express this, what is your advice for families in times of difficulty or in times of transition, since this seems to be your area of expertise, I would say?
Well, the guardian angels, they come up a lot for me just because it seems like for children it's soothing and it's something they can relate to, you know. And I think faith and everything is so important. And then when you're going through a difficult situation, to talk about it, but also to be in the moment and know that you still have to, you know, go about your own life and find ways to have fun and do other things. You know, even though that one part of you is still hurting, at the same time, it's important to have faith and just believe, you know, keep on believing everything's going to be okay. And, you know, and the guardian angels are there to help us, you know, and guide us. And it gives children something to talk to that perhaps they could relate to, more so than, say, a God or a universal, you know, mind or whatever, because I think it's more relatable to children. So that's just my way of helping them have an understanding of faith, you know.
No, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. If it's something abstract, it's not going to quite get in. And there's a lot of similarity between the idea of having something concrete like a guardian angel and you being able to put it concretely in words and pictures so that they can see. And I'm curious about the art. What is the origin of the art for your book?
Well, I work with KJ, who is over in India, and she's with Calpart Illustrations. She did my first book as well, and her company is fabulous. And, you know, we just go back and forth and, you know, design the book, you know, what I'm seeing in my head. And then she's amazing, you know, putting it together. And, you know, so it takes a lot of time, you know, to do the illustrations and go back and forth. You know, but it's amazing what you can do now, you know, with the internet. So basically you can work with an illustrator anywhere and, you know, have your book, you know, illustrated.
And that's wonderful. And it's, cause it so seems to, capture the spirit of the book. You know, sometimes you'll see in the illustrations, it doesn't quite totally match, but it's just such a wonderful package that you have all together. So that's very impressive that it's someone online.
Yes, that means a lot because, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, go on.
Oh, that was it. I was just going to say thank you. Yes, she's absolutely wonderful to work with, and everything I conveyed to her, she was able to put it, you know, just perfect to go with how the story was supposed to be.
So. Well, that's wonderful, and I'm sure that's probably one thing that I know from speaking to at least aspiring children's book authors, that, you know, their first they go, well, I can't draw, but now we live in this wonderful global world where that is not a hindrance. So it's just it's stupendous. And is there anything you would like to leave our listeners with?
Just keep on writing and have fun with it. And yes, it is good. There's plenty of wonderful illustrators out there to work with. And, you know, just ask for referrals or, you know, go on social media. You know, there's so many great people. But, yes, just keep on writing. And, you know, I'm just thankful. And, you know, thank you for having me on your show and everything.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure speaking to you. And both the advice you've given to our listeners who are aspiring writers and those who are parents, you know, your message is so important and so well said. And oftentimes, I mean, there's a place for children's books that are about manners and about lots of things. But here you're really hitting on something that I think is so important for the growth and faith of children. So I just want to thank you for writing it. And I look forward to hopefully speaking with you again and reading your next book.
Thank you so much, Charles. I really appreciate it.
All right, you have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
That was author Stacy Manning Casalucci discussing her book, No, You're Not Alone. This has been AMI Radio with your host, Charles Green. And as always, remember to read on.